Today's daf is Gittin Daf Dalet, as we, Baruch Hashem, have started the new Masechta, the new world of Maseches Gittin, Gittin and Kiddushin, and we are towards the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. We have already touched on a number of the major topics that are going to come up over and over again in this Masechta. We're in the middle of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Meir. We've had Gittin and its relationship with other mechanisms of breaking up a marriage, we touched on a little bit. And now let us go to, again, four lines from the bottom. Let's start with that. So the Gemara is trying to figure out who is the author of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, which requires both Ksiva and Chasima Lishma in a get, who is that? According to Rabbi Meir, Edi Chasima Karsi, so then the Mishnah should only require Chasima Lishma, because that's what the Kasav Lo refers to. According to Rabbi Lazar, who says, Edi Mesira Karsi, so it should only refer to the Ksiva, because the Kasav Lo has to refer to something, so it's to the Ksiva, not to the Chasima. And if you want to say that it's according to Rabbi Lazar, and he requires Chasima Lishma Midrabanan, he doesn't, because that was the Mishnah we had, the three Gittim Psulim, the Mishnah later on, Daf Pevav, which the Gemara quoted here. And if you want to say the other way, that was the last one that we mentioned, if it's Rabbi Meir, so maybe that's a possibility. That's what we're up to right now. Four lines from the bottom. Just one point I just didn't mention. I got so excited yesterday about the Ran, I forgot to mention the Ramban. Remember, there's a machlokas we showed him between Tosfos and the Rif. How to understand the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Edi Mesira Karsi, what if there are Edi Chasima? Does that also work? Or does he only hold Edei Mesira? So Tosfos on today's daf, a dalet and an aleph on the bottom, Tosfos holds that even if there are Edei Chasima, that's not good enough. Rabbi Eliezer actually requires Edei Mesira. Even other Edei Chasima cannot function as Edei Mesira. Right? Rabbi Eliezer is, period, total, mutually exclusive shita, different than Rabbi Meir. While the Rif on Daf Mem Zayin Mabez, Mem Chesem and Aleph, and Daf Yarif. Later on, the Rif says no. The Rif says Rabbi Elazar only requires Edi Mesira when there are no Edi Chasima. He says that's another option that could work. But if there are Edi Chasima, he would agree that would also work, right? Elavade kolhecha diike Edi Chasima lo beinon Edi Mesira. The kolhecha diike Edi Mesira lo beinon Edi Chasima. So the Rif puts Rabbi Elazar closer to Rabbi Meir than Tosfos does. So the question is, why is that? Why does Rabbi Elazar hold that Edei Chasima also work? So we saw the Ran is really the more Mechudashita. The Ramban, though, the Ran's great grand Rebbe, the Ramban says it means that there are two different tracks, right? He could go through Edei Chasima or through Edei Mesira. Right, either one. Basically, he agrees to Rabbi Meir, plus there's another track. The formulation that we saw yesterday of the Ran was very different. The Ran says, no, he requires Edei Mesira, period. The Chiddush of the Rif is that Rabbi Elazar holds that Edei Chasima could also function as Edei Mesira. That if there are Edim that signed, they also halakhically are telling us if the woman is holding this get that the Mesira also took place properly. It's as if they are Edei Mesira. That's the language of the Ran. Elashaha Mesira koreses mikivan sheish al Edim al ikir hadavar tahavilu Edei Chasima ke Edei Mesira uvenimsu keilu hein atzman meidim ala Mesira. So we'll have to come back to that machlokas, but I didn't mention the Ramban. The Ramban just says pshuto. The Ramban says it's two different tracks. While the Ran says, no, it's one track, but there are two ways to get to that track. Through actual Edei Mesira, or Edei Chasima, which also could function as the Edei Mesira. So that's the machlokas between the Ran and the Ramban. And again, it was quickly yesterday, but the Achronim, based on that Ran, wonder whether in certain cases you would be able to get away with Edus Umdina. Is that what the Ran is saying? If you have Edei Chasima, so that's enough to be considered as if it was Edei Re'iya? Because that's what the Ran is saying. What about when you say anything like that in Dini Mamanis? The Ksos talks about this in Simin Sadi, that he proves from this Ran that by a Davar Sheba'erva, or something similar to a Davar Sheba'erva, Yediya and Umdina could function like Re'iya, because that's what the Ran is saying, giving Pshat in the Rif. And other Achronim say, no, maybe it's not true. It's a special din here, because it's talking about a Shtar. And a Shtar, you could say, Edus Umdina or Yediyah could be as Re'iya. But in general, if you need Edei Re'iya on something, so then you can't use Edus Umdina for that. But again, that's a big discussion based on that Ran and Based on Aran and Ramban. We also discussed a little bit the concept of Ksav Yad. That was also an important machlokas yesterday. We saw between Rashi and the Nemuki Yosef and Yevamos Daf Lamed, why does Ksav Yad work for get? The Rashi compares it to regular Shtari Mecher and Shtari Milve, and the Nemuki Yosef was unhappy about that, and we discussed a little bit what Rashi would hold. But either way, let's go now to the next suggestion. So who is the Mishnah like? Four lines from the bottom. Ella, Rebbe Meir hi. Really, our Mishnah is like Rebbe Meir, who requires chasimos lishma, because Eide chasima karsi, the Eide chasima are the ones that function for the to create the chalos. V'chi lo boy, Rebbe Meir, ksivo lishma, midaraisa, midrabanan boy. So the other way with Rebbe Elazar didn't work. But this way, with Rebbe Meir, we're going to try it now. Maybe, when does Rebbe Meir not require Ksiva Lishma Mida Raisa? But Mida Rabbanan, he does require it Lishma. He does require it. And when our Mishnah says you need both Lishma, that's one Daraisa and one Darabbanan. You just got to understand the Mishnah in that way. If you look at Tosfos on the bottom, the little Tosfos, but he has one powerful line. Tosfos says, Upasul B'diavad. Based on this understanding that even though it's a midrabanan requirement, without it, we would pasul b'di'eved, says the Tosfos, de'b'inyan acher, lo mituk ma'masir z'kavaseh, k'dibirashi alayel. As I said earlier, the Mishnah must be talking about something that's required le'ikuva. That's what it sounds like. B'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtam. And therefore, at this stage of the Gemara, says Tosfos, it must be that according to Rabbi Meir, we would require even ksiva lishma midrabanan liikuv. If you don't have it, the get is pasul. Asks Tosfos v'im tomar. But if that's true, why would that be different than the other requirements? We're going to see later on. We already discussed it yesterday. The issue of mechubar, riding the get while it's still attached to the ground. That's not allowed. Bidi eved. What if you did that? According to Rabbi Meir. What if I wrote, according to Rabbi Meir, you need chasima lishma midaraisa, eksiva lishma midrabanan. What if it was written while it was mechubar, and then you detached it? So the Gemara says later on, that's only din l'chadchilo, according to Rabbi Meir, not to do that. But bidyeved is okay. So why, as Tosfos, would you be mechalik between these din and drabanan? You would say you would require ksiva lishma afilo li'ikuva, while the mechubar, that would only be din l'chadchilo. So Tosfos answers that question. You're right. That Gemara would not fit into this line. According to this line of our Gemara, we would have to say that Mishnah is also not like Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir would require Mechubar would be pasul for Ksiva, even to the Evan. But along the way, when Tosfos asks the question, he has an important line. Tosfos says, V'im tomar, ma'ishtami mechubar, tamar la'el, ein kosun l'chadchila, ava b'di'eved kasher, afilu midrabanan, demida oraisa, ein chilek bein l'chadchila l'di'eved. When Tosfos asked the question, he says, because on a d'oraisa level, you're never going to have a l'chadchila and b'di'eved. Right? For in the d'rabanan world, you could have a chilukim, and therefore Tosfos says, you shouldn't be mechalek between one d'rabanan and another d'rabanan. But Tosfos says, when it comes to the world of d'oraisa, right, you don't have that. And that's a discussion already in the Rishonim. Is that really true? Do you ever have a din d'oraisa l'chadchila? Or is every din d'oraisa you need li'ikuva? You have to do it. So there are different suggestions. You look in the Ritva. Right? It sounds like there's a Gemara like this. If you remember the Gemara in Sukkah. Daf Yud Aleph. And it comes up later on also. But the Gemara there talks about Hidur, about Lulav Tzarech Eged. And the Gemara talks about, do you need Eged, do you not need Eged? Is it possible to have the din of Eged lechatchila on a d'oraisa level? Zek keli v'yanvehu. So the Ritva there in Sukkah, Yud Aleph Amabez, explaining the Gemara says, Leka lemeimar de mitzvah la'ogdo lechatchila mena Torah. Ela bidi eved im lo agdo kasher. You can't say, he's explaining the question of the Gemara, that there's a din lechatchila to be ma'agid the lulav, midrabanan, and the evidence, okay, all on a daraisa level. He has the same exact line as Tosfos. Tahakal bidaraisa, lo shani la bein lechadchila, mein bidyeved. Right? On a daraisa level, you never have that. And therefore, he answers, uparkinon, explaining the Gemara, mitzvah midrabanan, mishum zekeli vianveyu, hisrael afada b'mitzvahs. Because of that, the Ritva is forced to say that the din of hidr mitzvah is only midrabanan. That is the Ritva's Chiddush, because he cannot fathom that there'll be a din d'oraisa that'll only be l'chadchila. If the Torah says it, you have to do it. Maybe there's an exception in the world of Kachim. Because the Kachim, we know the principle of Shana HaKasav La'akev. The pasuk repeats it in order to make it li'ikuva. Mashma that in kachim, if it only says it once, maybe it's only din l'chadchila. That's a special din by kachim. But other than that, so the Ritva says there, and Tosva says here, there's no chila between darais l'chadchila and b'di'eved. The problem is, there seem to be examples of l'chadchilas and b'di'eveds that here, the Shara Mitzvah Balacha has a whole list, and the and other Rishonim have a list of Gilyonei Hashasi, Rabbi Yosef Engel, list off many. What about Chalitza? We have the Mishnah in Yevamos. Chalitza, there are different parts to Chalitza. What if I'm missing one of the parts of Chalitza? So everybody agrees that if you're missing the actual Chalitza, it's puzzle. You can't do the Chalitza without it. If you're missing the Rekika, the spitting, that's Machlokas Tanoim. But according to one of the Tanoim, even if you're missing the Rekika, the Chalitza is still Kshera. Wow! So there you have an example, right? It's a part of the mitzvah that is not li'ikuva. So there are examples throughout the halacha that we find there is a difference between l'chadchila and b'di'eved, and you have to, according to Tosfos and the Ritva, you have to try to explain it, right? The Gilyonei Hashas in his classic style quotes other examples. We'll get to another piece of his in a minute, but that's the halacha. There is a Tosfos in Nida. Tosfos in Nida, let's say, is more in a more acceptable yisod than this yisod said by some Rishonim, but not all. Tosfos in Nida, I think, Samach Vavish area, Samach Alf, Samach Vav. Tosfos there says when it comes to a matir, you don't have l'chadchila and b'di'eved. Because a matir is a matir. Either it works to matir or it doesn't work to matir. So there you're not going to have a chiluk. Mikvah. Going to a mikvah, there's a din. It's matir. You have to do it a certain way. If you don't do it a certain way, so then it's no good. There's no din of l'chadchila b'di'eved when it comes to a matir, when it comes to shchita, when it comes to any tevila, any of the other mitzvos that are classified as matirim, which itself, by the way, might be a discussion in chalitza. Whether chalitza is a matir or not, we discussed that. Chalitza, first Chacham Svi, Siman Aleph and Chacham Svi discusses, is it a mitzvah, is it a matir? If a woman has no plans of getting remarried, she's 103 years old, right, she has no plans of getting remarried, should she still do chalitza? Is there any point in it? Is it a mitzvah or is it purely a matir? But this is an important line in Tosfos. Okay, so that's where's the Gemara right now, that the Mishnah is like the Shita of Rabbi Meir, who requires Chasima Lishma Mida Oraisa and Ksiva Lishma Mida Rabbanan. And that's why you have to say Befane Nechtav U Befane Nechtam Lishma. So the Gemara says, second to last line, is that really true? The Amar of Nachman Omer Haya Rabbi Meir Afilu Mitzah O Ba'ashba the Chasmu V'nasu Lakasher. 1 minute. Rav Nachman says that doesn't Rabbi Meir hold, even if you find a get in a garbage, and it happens to work out that the names of the husband and the wife is the same as the ones that you found in the dump, and you sign it, Lishma, with Edim, it's kosher. So you see from there that Rabbi Akiva does not require Ksiva Lishma Midrabanan, because he says you find it in the garbage can, you can still use it. And if you want to say that statement of Rav Nachman was only on the Doraisa level. Only on the Doraisa level. On the Rabbanan level, of course, it's not going to be good. But on a Doraisa level, if you find this get, you can use it. No, Ihachi, Omer Hayeri Meir Dvar Torah Miboile. Said he should have been more specific, and he should have explicated more. Rav Nachman should have said, this is on a Doraisa level. If he doesn't say anything, it sounds like that it would be okay even on a Drabbanan level. Here's the other Gilyonei Hashas. Is it really true that if you never have the specification of Dvar Torah, that means that it's always going to be kosher even on a Daraisa level, even on a Drabbana level? Again, he says, he quotes the Chuvas Maharam Bar Baruch, who says, Midon Mikan Ala Alma, Dekol Shenomar Heter Derech Stam, Hakavana Gami Drabbana. That's what you sound like from this Gemara. That if you don't specify Dvar Torah, it sounds like it would be mutter even on a Drabbana level. You have to say, says the Gilyonei Hashas, that's only in the world of the Amoraim, not in the world of the Tanaim. Because often we find Mishnayis that the Gemara says, this is only Daraisa, but Midrabanan is Gzeira. In the language of Amoraim, Rav Nachman should have said Dvar Torah, because we'll paskin more from a Gemara than from a Mishnah. Ritzarech Lomar, Dezeo Rak Beloshon Ha'amoraim, Ava Beloshon Mishnah Matzinu, look in Nedarim. The Mishnah says on Av Yudalit, Lo amar klum. The Mishnah uses that lashon, and the Gemara says, "Lo amar klum midaraisa v'tzarach she'ela midrabanan." Or you find a statement in Chulin, chelbo mutter. That means chelbo mutter min haTorah v'asar midrabanan. You find various examples of that. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, quoting the Tshuvas Maharam Bar Baruch. This implicit yesod from our Gemara that if it doesn't say dvar Torah, it means it's mutter even midrabanan. That's only in the lashon amoraim, but not in the lashon of the Brises or the Mishnayos. And then he says at the end of the piece, "Umay demashma mikan the lashon dvar Torah mashmo v'shaya checha dirabanan enokain v'kach nizkar lashon dvar Torah b'chol duchti al ki agavna." Sometimes you also find the language of dvar Torah used in other ways as well. Sometimes dvar Torah sounds like the source is a pasuk. So dvar Torah av yorishes b'no. Does that mean that mita rabanan is different? No. Sometimes the Torah, the Gemara says, well, Basra Kuf Yudalid, that it's just telling you this is a din that goes back to the Torah. But it's not meant to imply Midrabanan Natso. So he says two opposite things. Number one, if you don't have Dvar Torah, it doesn't always mean that it's Mutter Midrabanan. And number two, if you do have Dvar Torah, it doesn't only always mean that it's also Midrabanan. So he just uses his Bekius Nifla to point out that this line of the Gemara should not be generalized to every case. So either way, though, we rejected the suggestion for the Mishnah. So we're back to the question, who is the author of the Mishnah? Who is the Mishnah going like? We'd rather say it's like Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Meir, but now we go back to the first suggestion, Ella, fourth try. La'olam, not the fourth try, but the first we tried, Rabbi Elazar, then we tried Rabbi Meir, third try. Ella, la'olam, Rabbi Elazar, he. V'chi ay, we ask, Rabbi Elazar only requires ksiva l'shma, not chasimu l'shma. La'olam Rabbi Elazar hi, v'chi lo boy Rabbi Elazar chasima, hecha deleka edim klal. Rabbi Elazar does not require chasima, meaning no edim. No edim are better than problematic edim. If there are no edim, fine, then edim chasima are good. Hecha deika edim ba'i. But where there are edim, they gotta be good. They got to be appropriate, and they have to have signed lishma. Why do we see that? Da'amar Rabbi Abba, Moda, Rabbi Elazar, b'mezuyaf mitocho, shehu pasol. Yesod gadol, Rabbi Elazar, who requires mesira lishma, admits that if there's an inherent problem with the shtar, what's called mezuyaf mitocho, it is forged from within. Mezuyaf mitocho, so that's a problem. Rabbi Elazar does not require edim, but if there are edi chasima, they got to be good. They got to be kosher. They have to have done their job properly. And if they didn't, if it's mezuyaf mitocho, so then that is a problem. Why is this? Why can Rabbi Elazar just say, okay, forget it, as if it's not there? Why is mezuyaf mitocho a problem? Again, this is a principle that's going to come up often in Rishonim, not as much in the Gemara, but in Rishonim within the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. So Tosfos asks this question. Tosfos says, Tamalari, Tosfos Dimaraskal Moda, my inyan shalol lishmala mezuyaf mitocho. Even if you want to say, what's mezuyaf mitocho? There's a falsehood in the shtar. Let's say there is a example given later on. You have a puzzle person signed. Is that the same as shalol lishma? Is shalol lishma really mezuyaf mitocho? Would you compare those types of problems? Tahasa bedin mifsal. If the shtar is pasul because you have a karav or a pasul, mishim dilma asilim esbachi lavei lahasiya ol lahotzi mamon al piyim. You might use this shtar to get married based on, and there's a pasul witness in here, so that can't work. Afal pisha hadavar emes in lasos elabei this kasher. Even if it's true, you don't have edus there. But here, by shalol lishma, you have edim mesira. That's what's really making it work. And there's nothing false here. Is shalol lishma really a falsehood? Is that mezuyaf mitocho? So Tosfos has difficulty, but then Tosfos says at the end, it must be a gzeira d'rabanan. It's mezuyaf because if you allow the chasimas to be shalol lishma, you might come to allow the ksiva to be shalol lishma. The last couple of lines of Tosfos, v'yesh lomar, to mikol makom ika lemigzar chasima atu ksiva. Okay, so Tosfos tells us why lo lishma is mezuyaf mitocho, because the chasimos, you might come to rely on the ksiva also shalol lishma. But if you look in the Rashba, he has a very exciting suggestion. The Rashba says no. Rabbi Elazar does not need chasimos lishma. But once they signed in the document, they become part of the document. They become part, you didn't need it. But once they signed it, that's part of the chefsa shal shtar. And the chefsa shal shtar has got to be perfect. You can't have part of the chefs of shalshtar, the shalol lishma. Not just because, like Tosfos says, if this is shalol lishma, really per se it's not a problem, but you might come to rely on the other part, shalol lishma. Says the Rashba, no. Says the Rashba, v'nira. Like I said yesterday, the Rashba is very special on Maseches Gittin. V'nira, not to take away from any other Rishonim, but the Rashba is super. V'nira, demishum hachi karile mezuyef mitocho. Mishum diladi day ksiva lishma boi. V'chasimason shel edim michlal ksiva sagedhi. The chasimas integrate into the definition of the shtar. And therefore, this is a shtar which has shalol lishma in it. The get zem is kain b'chosma. If he does say then, because sometimes you're going to rely on the edim mesira, and there aren't going to be edim mesira, and you're going to rely on these edim, v'kiva to edim chasima, mashvu lege kasher, bivadai michlal ksivas hagetein. Because there could be times that you're going to rely on them plain, so they are part of the definition of the shtar. The hilkach kivat hachasimi alei ilo chasume lishma mizuyaf mitocho karinan le. That is the Rashba. And then he says, especially according to the Rif, who said that even Rabbi Lazar would allow chasimos. According to Tosfos, okay, maybe something you don't have to, says the Rashba. Because Tosfos says you would always require Mesira. But he says, especially according to the Rif, that we know what the Rif says now. The Rif who says that according to Rabbi Lazar, you would be able to rely. Kol she'in somchin uladiver of Alfasi, Shakasav, Zulor Belazar, Ede Chasima, Nami Karsi, Efshalom Adena Koshaklal, for sure it's not a problem. To keep it to Shepamim Karsi, Lishma Bainon, the Chiksiv Lishma Avikasav Koi, Ubain Aksivas Haget Batsmo, Bain Aksivas Ha'edim. That is an important Rashba, who says, Muziyaf Mitoch is because everything written in there becomes part of the definition of the Shtar. Okay, one other point. Chashuk Echemed, first Chashuk Echemed of the Masechta, I think. We are back. The Chashuk Yechemed is here, and he says on Mezuyef Mitocho, here's the case. Reuven went to a wedding of Shimon's children, Mazel Tov, and he gave Shimon a check for his kids. And that night, Shimon opened up the check, and Reuven, it was a nice, mechubad check, but Reuven forgot to sign it. It's not signed. So he said, okay, what am I supposed to do now? He just feels bad going back to Reuven to ask him, you know, to sign it. It's uncomfortable. He doesn't do anything. So he just holds on to the check. He said, Mistami forgot. Why else would he give a check without signing? Okay, fine. A year or two later, Shimon's next child gets married. And again, Reuven comes and gives a check. And again, that night, it's not signed. So now Shimon's thinking to himself, what's happening here? What is he, does he just like do this, like, he doesn't sign checks for one of two things? He says, is he not signing because he really doesn't want to give a donation? He doesn't want to give a gift, but he just like feels bad because everybody else is giving a gift, so he's going to give a gift. But that's only from the effort for the peer pressure, but doesn't really want to give it. Or do you say that, no, this must be his thing. He doesn't sign his checks, but really he wants them to be cashed, obviously. So, Reuven went and signed the check in Shimon's name and gave it to the bank. And now, who was that? Shimon? It was Shimon's wedding. So he said, so Shimon now goes and says he feels bad. He's like, oh my God, what did I do? Did I just steal money from this guy? Because I cashed the check. Is it Mizuyef Mitocho? Right? Is there a problem here? So says Rav Zilberstein, Tshuva. He says, Im Reuven Chitan Gamhu. If they've both been inviting each other to each other's weddings, and Shimon's been giving real checks to Reuven, and Reuven now has been giving checks to Shimon, then you can assume the guy really wanted to give it. Because mistama is halacha, that if I give you, you give me, there's reciprocity, right? So you could assume that it was a real gift. And add on, if he was smiling when he gave it, if he gave it normally. But, says Rav Chashuk Yechemed, if you never gave him a check, you never went, he never, his kids never got married yet, and he's only giving you a check, A, or he didn't seem so happy when he gave you the check, right? He wasn't giving it in full, with full love, with full heart, so then I'm not sure. So then I'm not sure if this was good. He says, for sure, though, it was a violation of signing his name. For sure, Midvar Sheka Tirchak Mezuyef Mitocho says you signed his name, and that's a lie. Right? You signed his name, and you're not him. Barur Lakol Sha'asar Ha'il Zayefes Chasimas Reuven Vashtar Mezuyef Mitocho. That's for sure. The other issue is it Gazel? Probably not Gazel. It's probably not Gazel. But he says he sure shouldn't have signed the name. That would be what we call Mizuyef Mitocho. Okay, now let's continue. Says the Gemara. So we've come to an answer. Our Mishnah is the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, and he agrees by Mizuyef Mitocha. Next suggestion. Rav Ashi Amar. A different Deya. What is the Mishnah like? Hamani Rabbi Yehuda hi. Maybe our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, who we haven't had yet. Titznan, Rabbi Yehuda is the one. He holds in the Mishnah later on, Rabbi Yehuda posel, achetek sivaso v'chasimaso v'talush. Rabbi had a machlokas there, what has to be detached? He says, no, you have to have both ksiva and chasima in a detached form. So you see there, Rabbi Yehuda holds unique ksiva and chasima. Says the Gemara, so why don't we just go there in the first place? That sounds like such a pashut answer. Umeikara, my time alone, makmina like Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't we just suggest Rabbi Yehuda in the first place? The Gemara says, Mahadrina and Rabbi Meir, Destam Asis and Rabbi Meir. We tried to get to Rabbi Meir because we know the rule. All anonymous Mishnais are like Rabbi Meir. Mahadrina and Rabbi Elazar, Dekaimalan, Hilchas HaKavasi Begitin. And we tried to go like Rabbi Elazar because we know we paskin like him. We paskin like Rabbi Elazar when it comes to Gittin. Right? This is quoted also later on, Daf Pevav. We hold like Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara says. Ede Mesira Karsi. The Gemara says we paskin like Rabbi Elazar and Gittin. What does that sound like? That we don't passen like Rabbi Elazar outside of Gittin. That's what it sounds like. Tosfos, this Tosfos here, Dekai Malon. Tosfos quotes different opinions. He says, Mishum de Mariacha beGittin, not at Gittin, Avalacha gemosa b'shar shtaris. Tosfos says, don't be medayik like that. Tosfos says, it says Gittin here because we're in the Mesechas Gittin. But really, we passen like Rabbi Elazar even by Ede Mechira, by Shtar Mechira, by other shtaris. We paskin like him also. Afishar Shavas, he quotes other Gemaras like that. And therefore, Tosva says, on the sixth wide line, Ulafichach, Tzarech li Zaher, Sheyu Ede Mesira Bishas Nesina Saget. That's why you have to be careful, says Tosfos. According to what we paskin, Ede Mesira Karsi, you need Ede Mesira at the time of the get. De Inhu Karsi, they're the ones that help create this status. De Lekasham Ede Mesira Eina Mugureshes. If there are an Edim Mesira, the divorce, even though there are Edim signed on the Shtar. Remember, this is Tosfos against the Rif. Tosfos says, according to Rabbi Elazar, Edim Mesira, period. Even if there are Edim Chasima, it doesn't work. Afagav de'ik Edim Chasima. V'lo mahani Edim Chasima, Ella. What did the Edim Chasima help me with? Not to be there originally, but only as Raya afterwards. Ella she'im yamusu Edim Mesira. O yelchu lohem l'medina sayam, she'tinasi Edim Chasima. De mistama. Not that the Ede Chasima could tell us, they're also made on the Mesira. No. If they're Ede Chasima, Mistama, they're also war Ede Mesira. That's Tosos, that's how it could work. And then he quotes other deas as that, and then, at the end, again, this is a very important Tosos, the end of the Tosos, fourth to last line, the Ode, Ragel Rabbeinu Tam Lomar, Diafilu Rabbi Meir, Boy Edim B'Shas Nesina Saget. What the Rif did, what did the Rif do with Rabbi Elazar? He said Rabbi Elazar is closer to Rabbi Meir than we thought. Tosfos says that about Rabbi Meir. Tosfos says that about Rabbi Elazar. The Rif brought Rabbi Elazar closer to Rabbi Meir. Look what Tosfos does here. The Afilu Rabbi Meir, Boy Ede B'Shas Nesina Saget. Even Rabbi Meir requires Ede Mesira. De Ein Davar She'Be'erva, Pachas Mishnayim. Because it's a davar shebe'erva, v'chein shtar matanas karka, and that's that line of Rabbeinu Tam, so he brings Rabbi Meir closer to Rabbi Elazar. We'll have to get back to that. And then Tosfos just ends off with two deos about shtarei mamon. V'chein shtar matanas karka, o shtar mecher, shu lekinyin karka, v'eino l'ra'aya. And if you have a shtar mecher, right, you could buy land with a shtar. Ein mo'a klum l'Rabbi Elazar, im yadua shlonasa b'fnei edim. Right, you need Ede Mesira by Shtari Mamon. Umiyo Yesh Lechalik, but then he says maybe not. Regarding Mamonis, you have the principle of Hodas Baldin Kamea Edim Dami. Maybe that could substitute for Ede Mesira, unlike Kiddushin and Gerushin. So Tosfos at the end has two deos within Rabbi Elazar. Would he really require Ede Mesira by Dine Mamonis? Or could you trust Hodas Baldin Kamea Edim Dami? Okay, though we'll have to touch on that at a certain point later. One final Ha'ara. And that is, again, this is jam-packed. The beginning and the end of today's daf is jam-packed. The middle is not so laden, but it's jam-packed. One other ha'ara. What is the line of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, it's possible unless you have ksiva and chasima when it's talush. Why do you have to say that? Why can't you just say you need ksiva when it's talush? If it's talush when it's chasuv, then it must be talush when it's chasum. Right? If it's cut already, so Tosfos says, no, maybe if you wrote it when it was talush and then you replanted it. You wrote it on a branch and then you replanted it. So you might have thought that's okay. Maybe he only requires ksiva, not chasima. Tosfos in the tiny little Tosfos. Tosfos says, Mishkachazah, shekatzval ilan talush. V'achakach nata v'hishrish. So that's what Tosfos says. You might have done that again. So we'll have to get to the Rashba. Also has a crucial line on here. What does that mean? Let me ask you, says the Rashba. What if you wrote it and signed it when it was detached, and then you planted it, and then you cut it, and then you gave it? Is that a problem? Is it only a problem that it can't be attached when it's written and signed? Or is the problem that you can't have any other action done between the ksiva and chasima and the latter? The Rashba assumes it's the former. That as long as the ksiva and the chasima were done properly, even if you attach it in the interim, that's okay. It's a din in the maisa ksiva. It's not a din in the process of gittin. That's the Rashba later on in Daf Chaf Aleph. But special sin we'll have to get back to when we discuss that then. Okay, now let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara now goes back to talking about Rava and Rava. Remember, Rava, what do you have to have a vanechtam for? Because of Lishma, they're not Bekiyin in Lishma, and Rava says, because they're not Mitsui and Lakaimo, they're not here. Fine. So now we're going to talk about all the other lines of the Mishnah and how they fit into these 2 days. Tanan, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Afa Mevi Min HaRekem Min HaCheger. Even if you bring from these two places, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Afilu Mikfar Ludim LaLud. Right, even if you break from Kfar Ludim to Lud, which we said were sister cities, right? Kfar Ludim was in Chutz La'aretz, Lud was in Eretz Yisrael. So, V'yamar Abaya, what are these two Tanam adding to the Tanakama? V'yamar Abaya, Ba'ayaros hasmuchos la'aretz Yisrael, umuvla'os b'tchum Eretz Yisrael askinan. These extra cities were cities that were either very close, or they were surrounded by the borders of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, Eretz Yisrael went like a sea. It was around, and in that area, surrounded by Eretz Yisrael, was a little piece of Chutz La'aretz. So the question is, does that change anything? If it's very close, or it's within. V'yomer Rabba Bar Barchana L'didi Chazi L'yahu Asra, I saw that place, Favi Kimi V'Kubi L'Pumbadisa, and it was a very close place. Meaning, these Tanaim hold that even if it's Muvla, even if it's Karov, you still require B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. Michlal, that's Mashma, D'tanakama Savar, Hani Lo Tzarech. You don't need it. So what's that machlokas about? So my love, Hakam Iflagi, isn't this the machlokas between them? Damar Savar, it must be the Tanakama holds, Lafishain Baki and Lishma, the Tanakhana holds like Rabbah, that you need to say it if because you're worried that they're not Bekiyan. Vahani Gemiri. And these lands, these cities that are so close, or already Muvla, Mistama, the scribes there know all the halachas, and therefore that's why you don't have to say it. Umar Sabar, and the second, these other Tanam hold, Umar Sabar, Lefisha Ene de Mitzuyin Lekaimo. Vahani Nami, Lo Shrichi. They're still outside the country, they're outside the borders, and therefore would be nervous that the Edom won't be around, and therefore you would have to say it. So is it the Machlokas Tanoim, exactly the Machlokas Amoram, which we never like to say, because then why would there be a Machlokas Amoram? So the Gemara answers no. Lo, Rabba Mataris Lotami, Rabba Mataris Lotami. They could each explain both Shitas in the Mishnah like their own opinion. Rabba Mataris Lotami, Tekule Alma, Lafishim Biki and Lishma. Everybody holds that the reason you have to say b'fani nechtam is because the people are not lishma. The this is the machlokas Tanakama Savar Hani Kivan Desmuchos Migmer Gemiri. The Tanakama holds because they're so close, they're learned and they know lishma. The Yosef Rabbi Gamliel Lameimar Muvlaos Gemiri Smuchos Lo Gemiri. Rabbi Gamliel says if they're muvla, they're gamir, but not if they're close. That's why Kfar Ludim is close, but not muvla. That's why he would say you need it. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, low plug. All cities in Chutz La'aretz require it. So, but all, they all are within the Shita of Rabbah. Rava Mataris Latameh, the opposite, the Kuli Allah Vishane the Mazin Lakaimo. Everybody says the reason is because the Edom are not going to be here if the Baal is Ma'ar'er. V'tanakam asavar hani kima desmuchos mechashvish kach shrichi. Because they're so close, they're going to be able to find the Edom, and therefore you don't have to say it from any of these places. V'yasa Rabbi Gamliel Meimar muvlaos shrichi smuchos lo shrichi. V'asa Rabbi Eliezer Meimar muvlaos nami lo shlotachlok b'medinas hayam. Okay, so we ended up explaining all of the different opinions according to both Rabba and Rava. Next line of the Mishnah. Tanan. V'chachavim omrim, enotzarach shiyomrim, fani nechtam, fani nechtam, ela, maybe mimi didesayam, v'hamolich. the Chachamim say in the middle of the Mishnah that you have to say in both directions, going to Eretz Yisrael and going back from Eretz Yisrael. Michla, what does that imply? The Tanakama Savar Molech Lo Tzarech. Sounds like if you go to Chutz Laretz, you do not have to say it. So my love, Vaka Miflagi. So isn't this also Machlokes Rabba Rava? Dermar Savar Lefeshi Mikian Lashma. The Tanakama holds the reason to have to say it is because we're not Bekian. Vehani Gamiri. And going the other way, we're Gamir. Going the other way, they're learned. Going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, you don't have to say it. Umar Savar Lefisheinei Demetsuyin Lekaimo. And the other opinion says, no, the reason is because the Eidim are not going to be around, and that should apply in both directions. Vahadinami Leshrichi. So isn't that Machlokas now, the same exact Machlokas Rabba and Rava, which again, we never like to say. So again, the Gemara says, no, Rabba Metaris Letaimei, Rava Metaris Letaimei. They could both hold both opinions within their Shita. Rabba Metaris Letaimei, Tekulei Alma Lefisheinei Bekiyin Lishma. Rabba would say, everybody else like me, that the reason is not Bekiyin. Aye, so why would you have to say it going the other way? V'acha b'gzeiras molech atumei become iflagi. The machlokas is whether we make a gzeira. If we say, you don't have to say it going there, you might not say it coming back either. The Tanakama savar lo gazrina molech atumei, you don't make a gzeira, and therefore, you don't have to say it going back. V'rabana basroi savri gazrina molech atumei. Beautiful. Right, the issue is a gzeira, but they both are holding within Rabba. The Rava Mataris Latime also. Rava could say they're both within my sheet, the Kuliyam Lafish Ene de Mitsuyan Lakaimo. They both hold not Matsui. And that's why the Chachamim say you have to say it in both directions. What about the Tanakama? Verabanan Basroi Lifrushe Taima the Tanakama Hudaasu. There is no machlokas. That line in the Mishnah is just explaining the Tanakama. The Tanakama says you have to say it from Chutz Laretz, and the Chachamim say, you know what? And it's not only that. Is also the other way, and this is what the Chachamim say, or this is what the Tanakama also says as well. Period. So again, we explain the both opinions that there's really only one opinion. Once we're talking about Muvla and Karov, there's also the second Chashuk Echemed of the day, the second one, two for today, and that is, again, a very Lamaisa discussion sometimes. He asks, what about these cases that are Muvla or Karov? We know there are certain halachos about being Nigrar after a city. What if somebody lives in very close to a city, and the whole city did something, like Mekabel Shabbos early? Or the whole city, his context is, the whole city decided that we want to go like Minhag Yerushalayim, and not do 20 minutes before Shkia, 40 minutes before Shkia. Is the Yachid Nigrar forced to be Nigrar after the rest of the city? If he is not only in the city, but if it's a city like we have nowadays, where there are so many different Kihilos in a city, that's one thing. But in Yerushalayim, everybody holds a certain way about when they're Makabel Shabbos and when they stop doing Malacha, then the person is Nigrar after that. So what about if a city is close? So he discusses that Lechora, you would say that he would be Nigrar. Lechora be Nigrar if it's Muvla. Except, he doesn't quote, but Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a big heter that comes up sometimes in bungalow colonies. And that is we know if somebody makes early Shabbos. So in most of our communities, there are some that make early Shabbos, some that make late Shabbos. So nobody's Nigrar after the city because, you know, there's not one. But let's say somebody's in a bungalow colony, somebody's in somewhere where there's only one minyan, and everybody made early, and I'm going to be late. Am I allowed to hold late if everybody's holding early? So that's a big problem. Because then you might say, I'm Nigrar after the one minion. But Rav Moshe has at least a tzad, maybe not. Maybe not. Why? Rav Moshe writes in Igris Moshe, Arachayim Chelek Gimel, Simulamet Ches, in the tshuva right before the paper cups for Kiddush Tshuva. Right before that. So he says, Gam Mesupkani. He says, I don't know if the whole idea of Nigrar applies these days. Why? Because the idea of Nigrar is where people accepted to do something L'Shem Shamayim. Right? They want more Shabbos, so they're mosif on Shabbos. If they're doing it just for convenience, I'm not sure if the whole halacha applies. Most of us, halavai, we should be on the level, but most of us in the summer months when we make it early, it's because we don't want to eat so late. Right? We don't want the kids to be so crazy. Well, whatever the reason is. You might say, ultimately, that's because of Kavod Shabbos, but Rav Moshe says, you know, halavai, we should all be on that level, but regarding this guy who's stuck, who needs to be Nigrar, it could be that he has more wiggle room because the rest of the Kehillah is not doing it, oh, L'Shem Shamayim, I want more Shabbos. They're doing it more for convenience. Okay. Let's continue. Next part of the Mishnah. Tanan. Hamevi get me medina le medina be medina sayam. Sorach lomer b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. If somebody brings a get from country to country within medina sayam, you have to say it. What is that mashma? There are two things you can be medayik. We're going to have the same gemara, but two different diyukim. So we'll see what happens first. So different countries, you have to say it. Haba osa medina be medina sayam. Lo tzarech. Mashma, if it's the same country, within the same country, you don't have to say it. Who does that work out well for? L'Rava Nicha. According to Rava, this works out, because the issue is, the Edom aren't going to be around, but here the Edom will be around. It's the same country. But L'Rava Kasha. But according to Rava, they're not Pekian, so you should have to say it even within the same country. So the Gemara says, according to Rava, you would not make that diuk. Lo Tema, don't be Medayik, Haba Osa Medina, Medina Tayam Lo Tzarech. No, that's not true. You would have to say it. Ella, this is what the diuk you should say. What does it say there? Country to country in Chutz La'aretz, you don't have to say it. Ella Eima mi Medina la Medina be'eretz Yisrael lo tzarech. That's the diuk. Do you say the different case in Chutz La'aretz or the parallel case in Eretz Yisrael? That's the two diukim that you could say. Says the Gemara habehedyuk tani la, but that you don't have to imply that it says late in the next line. Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael ein otzarech lamar b'fani nechtam. It already says that if it was in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to. So Gemara says, no, imeahi hava minahani mili di'evin, ava l'chadchila lo. I might have thought, b'di'evin you don't have to, but l'chadchila you should say it even within Eretz Yisrael. Kamash malan, you don't have to. So, period. So we saved Rabba. So now, let's have the same shak levitaria, but the opposite. The ika demos of lahachi. Some make the opposite diyak. Homi medina la medina be'eretz Yisrael, lo tzarech, la rabba nicha la rabba kasha. Right, same thing, make the opposite diyak, that in country to country within Eretz Yisrael, you do not need, according to Rav, is a problem because the Edom aren't Mitsuyin. So Gemara says, no, make the other diyak. Lo tema medina la medina be'eretz Yisrael, lo tzarech, ela ema, haba osa medina, medina sayam, lo tzarech. That's the diyak you should make. In the case in Chutz La'aretz, you would not have to. Aval mi medina la medina be'eretz Yisrael, my tzarech. But what do you mean, Rava, you would agree that from country to country within Eretz Yisrael, you would need? But listing on maybe medina, medina, stam. So if there's no difference, to just write, it's stam, without specifying. Just say, you go from country to country, you would need. So the Gemara answers, no. La'ola mi medina la medina be'eretz Yisrael nami lo tzarech. Even from country to country, Eretz Yisrael, you don't need. Why? This is Rava. We're not talking about Lishma. This is Rava. Says the Gemara, dekivan de'ika ole regalim mishkach shchichi. Because there are ole regalim throughout the country, so that's always called mitsuyin l'kaimo. People are always traveling within the country, and therefore, mi medina la medina be'eretz Yisrael, you do not have to say. Says the Cheshek Shlomo on this Gemara. Says the Nitzotze Ar. The Nitzotze Ar, Reb Reuven Margolis, has one sefer on Gemara. He has Ha'aris, it's one volume on all Shas. On one volume. So you have to always know when to look, because he only has like 10 comments on every Masechta. So there, he has the comment right here. He says, this is a Raya to Tosfos Imsachim Dav Gimel. And the Cheshek Shlomo says the same thing. What does Tosfos Imsachim Dav Gimel say? Ol Aliyah L'Regel is only for Bnei Eretz Yisrael. It's a deya, a collector's item, shita, right? The other Rishonim don't say that. The problem is there, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir, remember the story, there was a goy that was faking, and he wanted to get a piece of the Karban Pesach, and he bragged to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir, that I go and I always get the Karban Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir set him up. He says, ask for the tail is burned on the Mizbeach. But he was, where was Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir? Why wasn't he there? He was in Netzivin. So the Tosfos says, where was he? He was in Chutz La'aretz, and there's no chiv of Alila Rego from Chutz La'aretz. Unbelievable. So that's a day all the Achronim discussed that. But this Gemara, the Achronim say, this Gemara sounds like that opinion. Right? Because it says, only within Eretz Yisrael is it Mishkach Shchichi. Is there any other way to read the Gemara? How do you read the Gemara according to the other Rishonim? So the Meiri says here, no, that even they did come from Chutz La'aretz, but they didn't hang around after they came from Chutz La'aretz. They went right back home. That's why they're not Mitzuyin L'Kaimo. If they're within Eretz Yisrael, they hung, they stayed a little bit, they stayed more, they'll be around. This Gemara is just saying that they're Mishka Shchichi, but they could have come from Chutz La'aretz, but they weren't Mishka Shchichi. Okay, it's another way to read the Gemara. Okay, so that's why the Gemara says that even according to Rava, from country to country within Eretz Yisrael, it would not need. So the Gemara says, Tainach bizman she beis hamikdash kayim. Bizman she ain beis hamikdash kayim, make a meimar. Fine, that's okay, bizman beis hamikdash. But what about afterwards? What about now? If there's no beis hamikdash, then you don't have the ole regalim. Answer, you have a substitute. Kivan de'ika batedinim de'kivi mishkash chichi. There are batedinim that Ezra set up that also people come and go because of their court cases, and therefore it is shchiach that they will be around. Also this line, these two last lines are crucial. What does it sound like from this line? There is no chiyav of aliyah l'regel bizman hazeh. That's what most assume, that there is no chiyav. The Rabbi Yehuda writes this beferish in Arachayim, Simin Sadi, in Tinyana, Simin Sadi Dalad, in a tshuva that we discussed in other contexts, but he said there's no chiyav, aliyah l'regel bizman hazeh. Is there any reason to be ola regel bizman hazeh? There's no chiyav, there's no karbanos, there's no olas re'i and shalmei chagiga, but there are many sources throughout history of people going to Eretz Yisrael for the shalosh regalim, right? Even if there's no obligation, but there could be some type of kiyum, some type of kiyum. Aretz Chai is here, notes it, he doesn't quote it, but the Rabbi Yosef Cairo and the Avkas Rochel. The Avkas Rochel, Simin Chavav. Why is the tshuva known? This is the tshuva where the Shulchan Aruch quotes, you have to hold 2 days of Yontif if you come from Chutz Laaretz. It's nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch, but Rabbi Yosef Cairo has a tshuva about it in the Avkas Rochel. So there he discusses. He says, She'ela, Hayotim Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laaretz, V'day to Lachzar, Imispalel Kibbidei Eretz Yisrael, what should you daven like? V'lam, V'tam, Lama Ha'olam, L'regal, Mispalem, V'farhesio Kibbidei Chutz Laaretz, V'ein Mochin B'yadan. So he says, first of all, you for sure have to hold 2 days. And this is what everybody does nowadays. So he writes that in Sfat, in the 1500s. He says, people used to come from Chutz Laaretz for Yantif. He says, V'chein mi shabah mi Chutz Laaretz Eretz Yisrael. V'dayto lachzar. Havi b'chlal b'nei Chutz Laaretz nenu. V'chein maisim b'chol yom b'chol shana v'shana. Olim l'sholosh regalim. Even Shavuos. Mechutz laaretz laaretz. V'osim yantif sheni shal galias ketikuno u'kemishpatav b'chutz laaretz. And then he says, and this is the controversial line also, below od elashim is kabsim minyan mi b'nei chutz laaretz ha'olam l'regel u'mispalim tfilah v'karen b'tor maftirin b'navi b'brachas tchila v'sof kemosha osim b'yantif sheni b'chutz laaretz. They have yantif sheni minyanim in public, says Rabbi Yosef Cairo. V'davar zeh nasim yimei kedem b'fnei gedoli olam v'lo pikpek adam davar zeh mei olam. Vizui shekasha b'inyan. How could they do the befarhesia? Isn't that a worry of lo sisko to do? He goes in there, l'chol, and he continues. But either way, it's clear that they came. For our purposes, it's clear that they came. So there's no chiyuv, and maybe they didn't come to Yerushalayim. Maybe they went to Sfat, because that's where he was. But maybe he just knew what happened in Yerushalayim. But either way, that is... These two lines are important. A, because of, is there aliyah l'regel mechutz laaretz? Is there aliyah l'regel bizman hazeh? Last section, let's just do this last little piece. Tanan, because this is a punchline of what we've said. Tanan, the next line of the Mishnah. Tanan, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Afilu me'egmonya le'egmonya, even from district to district. V'yam Rabbi Yitzchak, Ir Achaz Haisav, Eretz Yisrael, Va'asasiyas Shema, V'ayiba Beis Egmonios. There were two districts, Shoyim Akpidin Zelzeh, and they were owned by two different governmental officials, and they were mapping on each other. Laficha Chusacholomar, Me'egmonia, Le'egmonia. So even within the same city, two different districts, you have to say it. Within Eretz Yisrael. L'Rava Nicha, according to Rava, this makes sense, because you couldn't get from one to the other. They were owned by two different governmental officials. L'Rava Kasha, but according to Rava, it's within Eretz Yisrael. So they're both, they're L'Shma. So why would you have to say it? Answers the Gemara, Rava Islay de Rava. Rava is adding on to Rava. They're not mutually exclusive like we thought. Rava Islay de Rava, meaning Rava, I'm sorry, did I say the opposite? Rava holds of both reasons. Everybody holds of Mesuyin Lakaimo. And the question is, do you have the added reason of Lishma? That's, oh, so over here, it's not Matzul Lakaimo, that's why you have to say it. But even if it is Matzul Lakaimo, so you have the issue of they're not Bekiyin Lishma. So Rabba Islay de Rabba, Rabba also holds of Rabba. Rabba doesn't hold of Rabba, because Rabba says there's a rove, that people are Bekiyin. So Rava doesn't hold of Rava, but Rava holds of Rava. Ela mai beidai. So going back, we mentioned on Daf Beis there were three nafkaminas. So now we just had to knock off one. Ela mai beinayu, ikiminayu, two out of the three. Da'asyua beitrei, if two people come, as we said, inami ba'osa medina b'medina sayam. Those two are still nafkaminas, but the other one is not because Rava holds of Rava. Okay, we'll have to stop here before we discuss the last line of the Mishnah. Tanan and Be'ed Hashem, we will pick up with Daf Hei, again on tomorrow's Daf. Parsha.